Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Back with us on This Week in America is international best-selling author Daisy Snow. Her recent books, Matriarch and World War III, a 9/11 incursion, Internal State Terrorism in Australia, New Edition, and 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style, Answers and Questions, Al Cole Radio Interview, Update, Coronavirus, New York, available, and we'll be talking about them tonight. Now, Daisy was one of those people in Melbourne, Australia, who knew about 9/11 actually before it happened. In addition to what the author Daisy Snow revealed to us in her last interview about her first encounter with the UFO alien IT, her findings have become more important than ever because the American government has advised the world that flying saucers, UFOs, now called Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAPs, are not a hoax. What is known is that they, the UFO aliens, are watching us. The various religions in the world have not changed their stories to explain the phenomena that UFOs are real. What the author knows is that these UFO aliens are concerned about our cultural regression and the devolution of humanity. The author, Daisy Snow, is a 77-year-old Australian woman who has undergone injuries to her body that would cripple or kill other people. Daisy has been targeted by the government in Australia for systems abuse ever since she was 15 years old. She studied in fraternal organizations for 10 years and in universities for an additional 10 years and obtained 4 qualifications, including a master's. Her area of expertise is the quasi-science of metaphysics. That perspective is not known in public universities. Her ability to move in all circles socially provides her with an understanding that is not necessarily available to the average person. Back with us to discuss updated editions of Matriarch and World War III and 9/11 Incursion, Internal State Terrorism in Australia, and 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style, Updated, Coronavirus, and New York, is acclaimed author Daisy Snow, coming to us from Australia. Daisy, welcome back to the program. A pleasure once again to have you back with us.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
So much to talk about, and let's talk about what you're doing with an updated version of 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century. Why did you feel it was necessary at this point to do an update to that very important book?
Well, because now that the Senate have advised the world that UFOs exist, and because of that first encounter I had Australia with that UFO alien, who told me to get an education, which I did. I mean, I have spent 20 years, doing that. I've even lived on the streets in my old age for 25 years, and I learned the street education. It's very important because that way you find out just how the government treats the people. And the thing is that now that I have all this information, these findings, and when you look at what's happening in the world with these wars, and the problem is that the governments in the world, particularly in Australia, in Western countries, completely ignore the reasons for these wars. And what I find is that the Holy War hasn't stopped. I mean, the point is that Osama bin Laden actually favoured Palestine, although he trained his men in Afghanistan. When Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda fought the Russians, who invaded Afghanistan at the end of the 20th century, they didn't fight with the Taliban. They fought by themselves. And the thing is that Osama bin Laden, he's collaborated with Palestine. So now we've got the situation where Hamas invaded Israel, on the 7th of October last year. But also the fact that the Twin Towers for the Jews, that was the icons of capitalism in America, they were down, destroyed, with 9/11. And when I was actually used to go to the Nike demonstrations in Melbourne, you know, when I was told, when I got to learn about, you know, what was going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, the point is that the reason for the nightly demonstrations was because they wanted to down the Twin Towers. That's what the world protests about, against capitalism, what they wanted to do. So here we now we've got a situation that the Jews, you know, who own the Twin Towers, get invaded in Israel. They get hostages taken. Now, the point is, if Hamas wins the war, you know, the Israel-Gaza war, well, that will mean that one of the military strategies of a war will be like invading a country and taking hostages. You know, and these people are treated very badly. So it's not a matter of telling Israel, oh, stop, you know, there's too many people getting hurt. I mean, this is quite a serious matter. And what I've found is, because I've really, I personally, you know, examined these things. I mean, I sat in the circle of Islamic women for 9 months. I did convert to Islam. I don't go to mosque anymore. But the point is that what I've found is that one of the greatest problems in the world is religion. And in Christianity and Catholicism, you know, they had the Reformation, you know, and civilized their religion, but that hasn't happened in Islam. I mean, the people, both the men and the women, that they both are submission all the time. They don't have freedom and liberty. They can't evolve. You know, they're more they're stuck in the same thing all the time. And in the Quran, there's the military stewards of the Quran, which goes back to years ago, to the times when tribes used to fight each other to find out which god was the greatest. I mean, China is trying to change the Quran to make it more civilized, you know, to make it more agreeable with socialism. But this is a very, very big problem. And in Australia, we've got all these Muslims coming into the country. And what I found was the long-term Cold War military strategies of Islam. It's not just military Islam. There's one Quran. Everyone's in agreement. And when America invaded Afghanistan, the caliphate was formed. Now, that was the same when the Prophet Muhammad, like peace be unto him, when he died, they had this caliphate, which is like an organisation to give directions, you know, to the Muslims.
Yes.
And, I mean, I actually went to an Ummah meeting in Melbourne, which was really just an al-Qaeda, you know, trying to get people to assist. So I'm aware of these things. The problem is the government of this country and other countries completely ignore the military strategies of Islam, which is refugee status and overpopulation of people. Because when we have our elections, the greater number wins the vote. So what they're doing here, like in Australia, we've now got 27 million people, and the fastest growth for population growth anywhere. And the thing is that it's all these Muslims having all these children because they can win the vote. And eventually, I mean, we're talking about the long-term Cold War military strategies of Islam. Eventually, if this goes on, you know, we're going to become a Muslim country. I mean, we will all lose our freedom and liberty.
Yes.
And I've also seen that what's happening is that our laws have been changed to fascist laws. Now, we fought World War II so that we didn't have to live under a fascist, you know, government. But this is what's happening. And I explained in my Matriarch book that it's all to establish a fascist and administrative one world government, exactly like Hitler tried to do.
Interesting.
So we've got this big problem, and the government's doing nothing about it.
Well, you've got an interesting perspective, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to Daisy Snow, our guest on This Week in America. Daisy coming to us, international best-selling author, coming to us from Australia. The two books we're talking about of hers, Matriarch and World War III, a 9/11 Incursion internal state terrorism in Australia, and 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st century style, answers and questions based on Al Cole radio interview here in the United States. Both of these books and other books that Daisy has written available on her website, daisysnow9-11books.com. That's daisysnow9-11books.com. Also available at urlinkpublishing.com. Be sure you get the updated versions of Daisy's book with all of the information that she is sharing now and has shared in the revised book. It's fascinating what is happening. You've been behind the scenes and know exactly what you're talking about. The other aspect of this is what's going on, as you mentioned, with UFO aliens. Why do you want to make a report on the UFO aliens? Why is that so important to get this word out now?
Well, first of all, the Senate, you know, told the world, isn't it, that they are real. I mean, there is a great deal which is knowing about them. I mean, they've been with us from millennium. There's quite a lot known. But they're completely ignoring this and making out, you know, that they're like enemies. When and the point is that what's become important to me is that the message that I was given, you know, with this UFO alien, you know, to get an education, which I've done, I also need to say also that the Muslims call this UFO alien who the angel of death. You know, there is a great deal knowing about these things. Now, besides that, you asked me about the symbol that I was wearing, you know, which was presented to me by the Rosicrucian Order, AMORC. Now, the thing is that when that gives me a great deal of responsibility. You know, it's not just something that's prestigious. They mentioned the word Osiris there, and the symbol actually is the symbol of Isis, and I explained that in my book, you know, The Legend of Osiris. But that gives me, or motivates me, and the point is that I'm really rather pressured because of that to make my report to these UFO aliens. Now, it's not impossible. I mean, the American government knows that there are some people in the world who know, you know, who have contact with them. I don't, but I do know how to get that, and I know that I would be acceptable. And it's just something that, now, it's not something I can do immediately, and the point is that I need to write these books and put forward to the world, well, these are the particular problems we have in the world. I mean, in Islam, we've got millions of people who don't have freedom and liberty. They can't evolve. They can't improve their civilization, which is... the point is that these UFO aliens that are here for a purpose. They're doing something. They're more or less looking after the people in the world. And what is important is that as individual people that we improve ourselves, that we evolve, that our you know, world becomes a better place. There's a purpose for their being there. There's a purpose for us being in the world. I mean, our formal education has taken that away from us. We don't learn. Well, what is the purpose of humanity being in this world? Why are we here? That's a philosophy that's completely ignored in formal education. And the point is, I have explained in my books, because my books are written from the metaphysical perspective,
yes,
that when they had the burning of the witches and that, I mean, for 2,000 years, the secret societies, fraternal organisations, the occult organisations had to go underground. Because the Roman Catholic Church is very powerful. And the thing, you know, what I've found is, and I understand now, the legend of Isis and Osiris, you know, which is to do with the symbol that was given to me, but I've explained what it means, because it's now become obvious, that the metaphysical perspective can now be put forward in the world. So I can do this because I have the ability to enroll, like, in philosophy in a master's of philosophy at university, whereby, because I can add something to what is already known. And the thing is that the metaphysical perspective, that way of thinking, which is contrary to logic and the secular system, you know, it's the way people thought in the olden days. I mean, the world needs to become aware of this, that there is another way of thinking. And that's, you know, something, yes, I can do. So these are, you know, I have a certain responsibility on my shoulders because I was presented that, you know, that symbol. And, I mean, I'm 77 years old. You know, I believe in reincarnation. I don't believe that, like, we're going to die and that's the complete end of us. But we as individuals have to improve the world. Now, the problem is that it used to be years ago when people were old, they could guide the younger people. They would always be able to find solutions to problems, you know, that were respected. But not today. They could be old people in the old age homes, you know, they kill them off there.
Yes.
You know, put them on drugs. You know, I mean, the thing is that the world is losing a lot. Because, like in Western countries, the wisdom of the old people is taken away. And that's one thing. Another thing that we don't have in universities, we don't have in academia, is wisdom. It's completely forgotten. You know, wisdom, you know, what is the best result? Well, you know, what is the best thing that could happen?
Yes, and that wisdom is so important, and you bring that to us in getting the message out there. And boy, time is going by too quickly. Hopefully we'll have Daisy back with us. The books that are updated, and you can pick up and get all the information in great detail with the wisdom and the insight that Daisy has, Matriarch in World War III and 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st century style. Both of those at Daisy's website, daisysnow9-11books.com. Also at urlinkpublishing.com and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's so important in dealing with UFO aliens. You talk about biological warfare. You talk about nuclear warfare. That's a possibility. I got a couple minutes left. Tell us briefly your concern with those aspects, biological warfare and nuclear war.
Oh, yes. Well, see, what's happening is, like America, just like when they invaded Afghanistan, they don't want World War III in their own country. So what they do is that they supply, well, what they're doing now is Ukraine, with all these weapons to fight Russia. And, I mean, Russia had this existential threat. They had to invade Ukraine. I've explained these things. And the thing is that the war, you know, which is happening in Afghanistan, because they're being given all of these weapons to fight the war, it's building up to a nuclear war. And, I mean, in a nuclear war, it ends up to be the war between the superpowers. I mean, there's no such thing as negotiation between, like, Russia and the Western countries. You know, so it's all building up to a nuclear war, which will destroy, like, the world or most of it. And the thing is that this is one of the main things what the UFOs, aliens, are concerned about. That's why they're watching the nuclear bases in America and also the nuclear power plants. Because, you see, nuclear power is so powerful that it's beyond what we can actually manage, you know.
Yes.
We're playing with fire, you know, the way of explaining it. You know, that that's a really, you know, a problem where, I mean, nobody wants nuclear war, but this is what's happening. Everything's building up to a nuclear war.
Are you optimistic that you can maybe get the word out there? How optimistic are you that we will see what's going on and make corrections before it's too late? Do you think that will happen?
Oh, I think that there's a great danger with that. I mean, we have podcasts. About the only way you've got to listen to these, because the individual people can, explain what's going on. There are people who are concerned about the humanitarian crisis. Well, what I found is that's one of the problems, one of the military loopholes in the international human rights, is that the point is that the Muslims in their religion. There'll never be peace in this world unless there's a reformation in Islam, unless they can civilize their religion. China's trying to do that. I mean, what's happening is not towards peace. I mean, there'll never be peace. I mean, there has to be. The people have got to wake up to what's going on in the world. Stop sitting on the fence. You know, and the thing, yes. And even this coronavirus, biological warfare. I mean, the results are exactly the same as biological warfare. You know, the people are under threat. I mean, it's very dangerous what's going on in the world. Look, in the olden days, like when my father and my husband were alive, and I've pointed this out in my books. I mean, if a politician didn't do the right thing by the people, he got bashed up. The point is that in a democracy, the way the system is, the people have to intervene and tell the parliament what to do and stop the parliament from dictating to the people. And that's what's happening in Australia. Now, we don't have, there's no such thing as democracy in this country anymore. Democracy isn't just one day voting. It means that the government must do what the people want. There's no consolidation. They have the parliamentary votes in Australia, so they know the results before the vote's taken, and they force all these things that were once taboo on the people. And Putin called it the cultural aggression of the West. And the thing is, like in Ukraine was being used as a springboard to infiltrate Ukraine with the cultural aggression of the West. Now, the thing is that Putin has a duty to protect the people of Russia, right? We don't in Australia. We don't have anyone. There's no politician whose duty is to protect the people of our country. That's one of the failures of democracy. There are failures in democracy. But I mean, we get all this formal education. It's all pushed on us. People are not aware that there are failures in democracy. It's not, you just can't have a vote and then just sit on the fence and do nothing.
Right. Finish that thought, please.
Yeah. Yeah. The people should become aware of what is going on and not just, I mean, our country's become a dictatorship. Yeah, and that's dangerous.
And to become aware, you can read Daisy's books. You'll find them at Daisy's website, daisysnow911books.com. Matriarch and World War III, a 9/11 incursion, internal state terrorism in Australia, and 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Answers and Questions, Al Cole Radio Interview, USA Update, Coronavirus, New York, by Daisy Snow. Her books are being added or being updated. You can stay on top of all of that by going to Daisy's website, daisysnow911books.com. You are linkpublishing.com as well, and all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Daisy, I know it's like middle of the night for you to get up and do these interviews for us. They're very important. Thank you for joining us on the program once again with some information that really we need to hear it. We need to do what's necessary and to use the wisdom that you've had from all of these years. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, thank you for having me too.
Yeah. Daisy Snow, once again, the website daisysnow911books.com. You'll find all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.